now a word from this week's sponsor. How many times has this happened to you? You're on a first date with someone you've met on one of those dating apps, and things are not going well.
So, after living in a cave for like 5 years, I realized that the news report I saw was actually a Michael Bay movie.
Mother says I'm a great kisser.
I thinks Weird Al's overrated.
Oh boy, how do you get out of this one? Well, after Tinder or Grindr go bad, try Ender. Yes, Ender uses satellite technology to strategically end your bad date with a push of a button.
Yeah, everybody tells me I look like a young Steve Buscemi.
Ender. End it now. Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woohoo! Yeah, yeah. And it's Saturday and you're hearing us.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is.
What do you else expect from a couple of Yankovics?
Exactly.
So we just wanted to say we're going to try, as a celebration, we're going to go 2 shows a week, at least for July, as we run up to, and you can announce this now, we're going to be at Tampa Bay Comic Con recording a live episode of We're All Yankovics.
Yes.
10:30 on Saturday, the 29th, in Room 12.
Room 12.
We'll be talking for an hour about UHF, the movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
If you're in Tampa and you're going to the Tampa Bay Comic Con, make sure you check that out at 10:30. Come to the audience. It should be a lot of fun, and we'll interact with the audience and stuff, too.
Do we have to?
Well, we probably should.
At the end of the day, it'd be kind of smelly.
Yeah, it would be weird.
A shower first.
Yes, well, I mean,
spritz.
It's 10:30. It's 10:30, so yeah. Hopefully they probably live. Nobody goes there and stays out the night before, so we should be good.
It'll be all right. All right. Never mind. You can come stinky.
That's so fine. We just wanted to announce that, and as a celebration of that, we're going to have 2 We're All Yankovics episodes each week.
Yes, running up.
Running
so
up
get,
to that.
Really
so you get
used
a month
to hearing
of
us.
July of doubling us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. That
exactly.
sounds fine.
Exactly. There's also a couple of other... We're not actually going to talk about like a real song, a Weird Al song. We're going to talk about a couple of random things today.
Yes.
In this first episode. First of all, congratulations to Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, you got a star.
Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Finally.
Finally.
Yes.
But isn't that... Aren't they basically just paid for though? Like you have to raise enough money or something?
Yeah, I think there's a petition number as well.
Yeah.
I think you had to get enough people to like sign something, but he's come close many years. I mean, he's gotten enough, but I guess he didn't make the cut. I don't know how to work it out, but I know he's come close many, many times before. He finally got it this year.
Yeah, along with Ice-T and Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
As well as...
together. They're going to share a star.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
no,
each one gets one of the points. Yeah.
No, I had that wrong. Sorry.
Jack Black, Kristen Dunst, Jeff Goldblum, Mark Hamill.
This is a good cast.
Yeah.
I'd watch
Julian
that movie.
Julian Anderson. Oh, it's a lot of cool. RuPaul. You know what I mean? Like it's... And Lin-Manuel Miranda, which we'll get back to in a moment.
Yes. He's here live, right?
Did you know that Vince DiBona?
Vin DiBona. Yes. I remember him.
Like from, what is it?
America's Funniest Home Videos.
He like is the guy who runs the Hall of Fame.
Walk of Fame thing. I don't know how that happened, but I guess he's the one who makes the announcements. I don't know if he's in charge. Yeah. I don't know what
Apparently
happened.
He also has a star on it,
of
too.
Of course. So
that seems a little weird.
I don't know. But hey, he makes us all laugh.
Yeah.
He is YouTube before YouTube.
Exactly.
Basically.
I don't know how the show's still on with YouTube.
Well, people, what I understand is they can only take things that have not been on YouTube. If you're going to submit to America's Funniest, you can't be on any other...
that's pretty
anything
cool.
else, any... format online. It has to be straight to them and no one else. So you have to, you know, submit online and whatnot.
Oh,
that's
wow.
how they're still alive. So there's stuff that you can't see online.
Yeah.
You have to wait till Sunday night.
Who?
Yeah, it's still
all
funny.
Right. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes, here he is.
You know who he is? Yeah,
oh,
he's not.
No, that's not him?
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
Looks kind of
like him. That's Orson.
That's Orson. Oh, yeah. He's wearing
he's
that fake goatee for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't
know
why he has that on. That
and he's
cool
got his hair all the way, like in a ponytail.
Yeah, he tried to do a man bun, but it didn't quite work.
Yeah, yeah. This is interesting because Lin-Manuel was having lunch with Weird Al when they announced these.
What?
So they both got like tweets at the same time. And they're like, what? And so they like took pictures together.
That's amazing.
And they were like, yeah, we're together. This is awesome. And what I think they might have been talking about. Well, actually, I don't know.
At the lunch.
Because they'd be talking about a lot of different things. Like, I would love to see them work together. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about in a moment.
Yes.
But we definitely did see them work together Just recently, Weird Al, as you might, hopefully you saw yesterday on our Instagram feed, we did the Ham for All challenge.
We did.
And
we tried to. We didn't quite get battery ran out. You know what happened.
Exactly.
But it was, hey, I think we got enough out.
We still donated it to the charity, so that was good, right?
That song, it went well. I think
it was amazing. Like 3 minutes
awesome.
Of like rapping.
Yes.
Like, oh,
I didn't know you had that in you in your bass skills.
I didn't
know that little keyboard I was playing could make those notes.
No, it's amazing,
I don't know where it came from. I just like, it was flowing through me.
Yeah.
Like, God.
It was amazing.
I wish we had actually gotten it recorded, but hey, you know, thought that counts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So Weird Al, a couple days ago, came out with his own entry in the Ham for All, whatever it's called. It's not a contest. It's just a
challenge.
Challenge. There you go. A challenge. Yes.
Like
the water.
Ice bucket challenge without the ice.
Yes, exactly.
Or buckets.
Or the buckets.
Towels.
Yeah. This is one that Southern California can do without being worried about like wasting water.
Yeah, the water sword.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah,
that was weird.
Yeah, big deal.
All right, so we're going to listen to that real quick and talk about it.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Good.
Okay, so Lin-Manuel Miranda's got this thing called the Ham for All Challenge.
Yeah, we did it yesterday.
What you do is you donate $10 or more to the Immigrants We Get the Job Done Coalition, and then you upload a video of yourself doing a few lines from the musical Hamilton, and then you challenge two of your friends to do the same.
Done it.
No.
It's kind of like the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Nice accordion, by the way.
It is.
And what is that weird, like, it's a picture of, like, the sides of vinyl in the band.
I want to challenge my friends Tom Lennon and Megan Amram. The rest of you go to prizeo.com/Hamilton. That's prizeo.com/Hamilton.
Yeah. What's that on his accordion? It looks like a horse or
something. Yeah, I think it's a symbol of whoever makes the accordion.
Okay.
It's like a golden horse.
Away.
Yeah, it's weird.
In front of a sunset or something, or some kind of, I don't know, there's some circular thing behind. Oh, whatever.
I don't know.
That's what I was focusing on.
Yeah, you were focused on the wrong thing.
Well,
so this is really, to me, this is funny. And this is what we're going to talk about in a little bit. That's Jefferson, or that's Weird Al singing Jefferson's song from the top of the second half. And I've always wanted Weird Al to be Lafayette.
Okay.
And I don't know why.
Me neither.
But when I heard Lafayette's songs, I'm like, I would love to see Weird Al doing that. And it's funny because Jefferson and Lafayette are both played by the same person when the show is done. So it's like this close to getting my dream come true kind of thing. So yeah.
Hold on hope there.
So we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to talk about our stuff that we Broadway roles we'd like to see Weird Al Yankovic take.
Yeah.
And we're going to get Orson in here. So we got one more video. We'll watch that as Orson comes here. So open the door, yell to Orson, get him to come in here, and by
Orson.
The time he's here, we'll be able to talk about it.
Just open the door. Push. I hear he comes. He's coming.
All right.
In 5 minutes, he'll get here.
This is the Ham for Ham that was in February of 2016, where Weird Al and Lin-Manuel sang a song.
One, two, three, four.
Ladies and gentlemen. Here comes the general.
Nope, Weird Al screwed up.
Oh, man. Didn't happen very often.
I like that his wife and kid are in the video, too.
That's
really cool.
Two, three, four.
And I like it was supposed to be like a special thing where they like hid who was playing the thing, but then Weird Al screwed
who was
up at the top. Yeah. Who's playing that accordion?
Who could it be? Is he wearing a beret?
No, he's wearing like a tri-cornered hat. I also like Lin-Manuel's Wild and Crazy Kids, Nickelodeon show.
His daughter looks like she's like starstruck.
Well, yeah, because think about it. Lin-Manuel is probably a bigger star to her than her dad is. Her dad's just always there. You know, I think like you'd always be like, yep, it's always here. But this guy came from somewhere else and I didn't see him.
Right. I'm just saying, is she a little young to be maybe a Hannibal? Hannibal. Hamilton. Or Hannibal.
Hannibal Buress? Yeah. She's a big fan of him. No.
This has been the Ham for Ham, so that's the Yankovic family. Good luck with the lotto.
That was fun.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that show. no Weird Al singing, really. No. I'm a little bummed by that.
I know.
Like, but hold but on, he was playing it. It was enough. You know, maybe there was something. Maybe he didn't know the song. I mean, it's a lot of words and stuff. So maybe he was just like, oh, I'm just going to play this. Oh,
sure. Yeah. You know.
So now we get to the meat of today's episode. Three roles that you think Weird Al should play on Broadway.
Orson's almost here. Is he going first or is he going last?
No, he's going last.
Okay, good. He's not quite yet. I wasn't sure if I had to stall.
Oh.
He's about halfway.
There's. Why did you put a chair in his way?
It's funny.
Oh.
It's going to tangle his walker.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay.
You go first. How about
Okay, well, first of all, my first one, Lafayette.
Yes, you are.
Yeah,
said
of
that.
Course. Like Lafayette. Like okay. It would be great. I'd love to see him do the like French accent. Lots of fun.
Okay, yeah.
He's number one on yours.
First one I have, I would like to see it maybe a little old now, but maybe he can do some special makeup or something. I would like to see him as Seymour Krelborn from A Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, suddenly Seymour. Yeah. I would love to hear him singing that.
Well, the Seymour doesn't sing that, does he?
Yeah, he does. Suddenly Seymour
is
standing beside.
Yeah, I guess it's in the third person, isn't it?
I don't know why I say it kind of like Kermit, but you know. Yeah, they sing back and forth to each other. Suddenly. Anyways.
Yeah, okay. This is my... Oh, Willy Wonka. There's a new Charlie and the Chocolate Factory musical.
Okay.
I think you could do a cool Willy Wonka. Like,
wow,
like
yeah.
A weird sort of like...
No one's done a weird Willy Wonka before.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be weird, but still in a... Like in the same kind of vein, but not like
he has that dark kind of twisted sense of humor that could pull
exactly,
it off.
Exactly, exactly. Like it would be
scary.
It would be close, but it wouldn't feel too much like a ripoff.
Yeah, it'd be a good
good
take on it. I would like to see that as well.
That'd be really
That's
cool.
A good one. I don't know if I can.
Although now that I'm saying it, I want to see him. I just want to see him dressed up like Johnny Depp's Mad Hatter with his like long hair coming out of the like.
Those
hair.
Two characters are very similar. His Mad Hatter and his Willy Wonka are very close.
I've never actually seen
have
that
seen
Willy
them together.
Wonka? No,
it's yeah, yeah. It's awful. I've never seen those two guys
I've never
together.
Seen those
they
two
might be
guys
the same guy.
That are both portrayed by Johnny Depp.
I think it's the same hat.
No, oh, okay, yeah, it, maybe
it's okay.
It's similar hats. Yes. You're right.
That Willy Wonka was okay, but you can't compete with Gene Wilder.
No, of course not.
But Weird Al might. I'm going to go my second one from Book of Mormon, Elder Cunningham.
Oh, wow.
Another one where he's way too old to play the role, but, you know, I don't care. I mean, time travel.
He's like, he's always going to be the main guy. We're never going to put him in the sides.
No.
That's why Lafayette is perfect. He comes in, he does a little bit of stuff, and then he leaves. He doesn't even do Jefferson for some reason. No. He just leaves.
Shoot for the stars. I you said fantasy. I would like, it doesn't mean now. If you go back in the past and get a young 20-something-year-old Weird Al to play Elder Cunningham. I don't know much Broadway, okay? I don't know much Broadway at all. Not my forte.
Actually,
so that's what I could think of.
I'm going to see the touring company of
Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon on my wedding anniversary.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's such a good show.
My last one, I want to see him do the genie from Aladdin in the in a production of Aladdin. Like, it would be a weird, like, he could do a lot of different voices and strange, and it would be a little less stand-up-y and a little bit more like just weird voices kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah, I don't even know the weird voices has to be a genie thing. That was just kind of like a Robin Williams thing.
Oh, exactly.
It? And it's like written
again,
that way.
Or... Once again, it's sort of like this middle ground. But he could also sing all the different genres, too.
Yes.
Because he's got a pretty extensive knowledge of stuff. Yeah. It'll be fun.
All right. Well, I'm going to go again with another lead.
Of course.
Another show, one of the only other shows that I know that were on Broadway, The Producers. I would like to see him as Mr. Bialystock.
Oh,
God. Why not? Like I said, I'm running low on my references.
Yeah, clearly.
I think he put him in there, maybe with Matthew Broderick, or maybe get someone completely different to play Mr. Bloom. But I think that'd be fun. Maybe, who would you think would be a good foil for Weird Al? Maybe, I don't know, Michael Richards?
There you
Wouldn't
go.
That be great?
The two of them together again.
Why not?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Or Keith Richards. I don't know.
I could also, I want to see him like in his Pentium or like, you know, when he has his hair slicked back kind of.
All the
I would love to see him like as Benny from Rent, who's the like friend that's sort of like married and like now rich kind of thing.
I've never seen it, but okay.
I think it would be kind of funny to see him more like a serious kind of like jerky role.
Okay.
I think that would be kind of fun.
I almost went with Kanicki from Grease, but... Almost.
But,
I want to be Bialystock instead.
He wasn't a main character.
Exactly.
So.
I didn't want to be in the wings.
What if he did Teen Angel or whatever?
I thought about that too, but I don't think I thought that was just the movie. I don't know if that was the Broadway.
I don't know.
I think that was something they threw in just
for the
movie.
Enough. It's good enough.
Well.
No, it's got to be on Broadway because somebody I just read about somebody playing that character on Broadway.
Okay, maybe it is.
I don't. And I don't remember who that character, that guy was.
It's Steve Buscemi.
No, yes, no. Steve Buscemi. Oh, that's funny because that would be the second Steve Buscemi reference this episode.
Nice,
because he's in the commercial.
Fantastic.
Good job.
All right. He's here, Orson. Hey! Finally.
Welcome. Sit down or don't. No. Hey, your walker turns into a seat. Just sit on that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
So, Weird Al on Broadway.
Who are you?
I am Charlie from We're All Yankovics.
What?
It's been a couple of weeks, but come on. We want to. Weird Al. Who do you want to see Weird Al do on Broadway?
Oh, that weird guy. Well, I've always liked Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay.
He could be that Tevye guy.
The main character.
If I was the rich man, yada 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 yada, yada.
I guess that makes sense. He's a little too wacky for that, I think.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. What else?
He could be the cat on the hot tin roof.
There is no cat on the cat in the hot tin roof.
Yeah, would you know? You kids today with your tweeters.
Okay, so you want him to be the cat from A Cat on the Hot Tin?
That's what I said, you whippersnapper.
Okay. You don't want him to at least be the guy who's like, yeah, like the role that was done
Why are you yelling at me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop yelling.
Stella!
Who?
Stella!
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what were we talking about again?
Broadway.
Who?
Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Weird Al.
Weird Al, yeah, that, he could be that Kinky Boots guy, I guess.
Why do you think he could be that guy?
What? Who?
Weird Al.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. You done?
He's gone. He just left.
Whoa, that's the fastest I've ever seen him move.
He really had to go.
Oh, man.
Oh, that fiber.
Oh,
right, wow. That was weird.
I thought he was just gonna go in his pants, so.
Well, I was hoping not.
Is that where he wear the diapers?
Well, I don't think he knows he's wearing them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. They're on the outside of his pants. It wouldn't do much good.
Very well.
Anyway, I didn't want to say anything.
Okay.
Anyway,
well, thank
Orson.
You, Orson,
thanks.
For dropping by.
Wow.
Lots of fun
always,
with him.
Always educational.
Educational.
When your elders come by.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you find him?
I thought it was you. Wait, you
no?
don't know him?
I don't know who the. Oh. Okay, anyways.
Okay, it might be a while before we see Orson again.
Crack that mystery later.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, that's the fun episode.
That was fun.
Next Saturday, we'll probably have a less fun episode. No.
Oh, wait, no.
We'll have another episode that's actually...
We're gonna live stream from a funeral.
In the... Orson's?
Yeah, maybe.
We're gonna have probably just more of a normal episode next Saturday and the Saturdays after that. There are just some Weird Al news that we wanted to talk about this week. And we had fun doing the Ham for All challenge. And I just wanted to make that awareness out there.
So to clarify, we're now going to be offering Wednesday and Saturday episodes. You mentioned two episodes a week. I don't think you mentioned the second will be Saturday.
It might be weird. You never know.
Hey.
It just shows up on your feed somewhere.
It might just, exactly. You may sleep in.
That's the thing. People aren't going to be expecting this episode. So it might be next Wednesday, next Tuesday. They're like, wait, what? Why is there?
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
That people might not even remember we did this episode.
They might not.
They might not ever know.
Did we do this episode?
I don't know. Did we?
I don't know.
Okay. So thank you for listening. You can always find us. Find us on our YouTube. Not YouTube. Find us on our video. Not video either. Find us on Facebook.
Find us somewhere.
We're All Yankovics. We got a group. You join the group. I'll accept you, and then we can talk about the songs after we do each podcast.
Fantastic.
It's also fun. You can also find us on Twitter.
You can do this.
Wendo Yankovic with one L at the end of Yendo.
Do you have any followers yet on that?
Probably not.
Get this name out first.
Instagram more, I think.
We're all Yankovic. Maybe we're not getting the name out right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the problem.
Wendell Yankovic.
Yeah, exactly.
We put a link or something somewhere.
And then
on Facebook.
And then email us. We're all Yankovics at
gmail.com.
You can also call our phone line.
The weird line.
The weird line at 302-72 weird.
So fantastic.
Cool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So make sure you call in with either your favorite song or a Weird Al memory or something like that.
Or a question?
Yeah.
No,
I don't know what the questions. I don't know why you keep flipping these questions.
Because I want people to ask me things.
Okay, but what are we going to say about it?
I don't know. Well, okay. No questions. They'll hold your questions.
And then other people can call up and answer those questions for them.
Sure.
That works
not?
For me. Okay.
Okay, forget the questions. Just give us a comment.
All right.
I just like questions.
All right.
Well.
Thanks.
Go watch Jeopardy.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.